Now, any jazz musician will tell you the bass is the most important part of a group, arguably. There's a lot of responsibility, and playing it takes a lot of skill. But one man, it's safe to say, has mastered it. If you're in the music biz, that's what you call some nasty playing, and that's a good thing. Four-time Grammy winner Christian McBride has performed with the likes of Herbie Hancock, Chick Corea, James Brown. He'll be in Atlanta tomorrow at the Variety Playhouse. And full disclosure, Christian is a friend of mine. Hello there.
Hey.
You are on a tour bus at this point, headed toward Atlanta?
No, we are going to Cincinnati today.
First,
we played in Detroit last night and Cincinnati today, and then we'll be headed down to Atlanta after the concert in Cincinnati tonight.
Right, but of the three, Atlanta is the best, obviously.
Oh,
obviously. I'm just kidding. So, I mean, this is obviously the hometown of James Brown. So, I kind of wanted to start with him because he was one among the many luminaries that you've played with, And I wonder what it's like. I mean, what is the difference for you between being a band leader, which you so often are, and being a sideman, which you so often have been?
Mm-hmm. Well, as a bass player, I always say, even when you're the leader, you're still a sideman, so to speak. The primary role of the bass is to support. So even if it's my band, I spend a good 85 to 90% of the performance playing behind other people. So I don't think really the musical rules change all that much. It's that I just get to decide what songs we play, and we play more of my music, you know.
Right.
But I think that as a bass player, we're always sidemen first, even in our own band.
So you clearly prefer the acoustic bass over the electric, although you can play the electric quite well. Why is it? What is the acoustic that you like?
Well, I actually don't know if I have a preference, because I know
really?
If I'm doing well, it depends on the music. You know, if I'm doing a like an R&B or funk thing or a fusion thing, I will probably, you know, prefer the electric bass. But for most of the music that I tend to play, the acoustic bass is, I believe, what's called for, you know. But the acoustic bass is like Mother Earth, you know. I said that the acoustic bass is like Mother Earth, and the electric bass is her restless child.
So, I mean, one of the things that a great bass player has always down is perfect rhythm, right? You have to keep rhythm for everyone else that sometimes is going
right.
off. Yeah. And James Brown used to always talk about being on the one and the importance of the one. What does that mean?
I think it's important to be on the one in jazz also. There's a couple of different ways to break that down. I mean, obviously there's the mythology of what the one is. It's actually just fun to ask that question. What does it mean to be on the one? But also, in musical terms, it's something very simple. It's to make sure you hit the downbeat at the beginning of every bar. Now, some musicians might think of that and go, well, yeah, of course we're going to play the downbeat at the beginning of every bar. But there, when you're playing funk music or if you're playing certain types of dance music, you got to come down on that one strong, you know, to let the dancers know where the rhythm is, you know. Even in certain forms of Latin music where you have a tumbao rhythm where actually the one is silent. The one that is silent is so strong, even though nobody's playing it, you actually still feel it, you know? So it's important to hit the beginning of the bar.
So when you play with people, I mean, you played with Sonny Rollins at Carnegie Hall. I mean, just the list goes on and on in addition to all your own work. But what do you learn when you play from somebody like Sonny Rollins as opposed to listening to them? What's the difference?
Oh, goodness. You know, I think a lot of those lessons that you learn from any of those masters, they don't set in right away, which to me is actually the beauty of being around those great masters. You know, I played in Freddie Hubbard's band from 1990 to the beginning of 1993, and, you know, we're talking 24 years ago when I stopped playing in this band, and I'm still coming up with remembrances that make me go, oh, so that's what happened. You know what I mean? So I think a lot of these lessons, they come in time, you know, but some of those lessons are just certain insights into how these masters work. You know, some are more hands-on, some are more free to let you do what you want. But it's for me, it's just fascinating to be around so many of these great musicians to see how they work and what inspires them and how they run their band and how they write music. And I just take it all in.
Well, I mean, you, speaking of great musicians, you come from a musical family. I mean, your father and, is it uncle or great uncle? Just legendary.
Yes, my great uncle.
Yeah, just legendary bass players, and then you. And so many musicians they come from a musical heritage. And I wonder if you have ever thought about what that means. What is it, how does it help you to grow up in what's called a musical family?
Well, not to turn the spotlight on you too much, but you can answer that question too, young lady.
But I didn't ask it of myself.
Do your listeners know your background?
Yes. I mean, my grandfather, William Grant Still, yes.
Absolutely.
But I'm not a great jazz bass player.
Yeah, but you are a great singer. You know what? You know you have that in your family as well. So, we don't get to pick who our family members are. I guess I'm just lucky that having two bass players in the family, I was surrounded by it. I really had no choice, and not because they made me do it, but just because watching my dad play and watching my great uncle play and listening to his record collection and having an uncle who was a promotions man at a popular radio station in Philly, I was just surrounded by it. So I guess I had no choice but to be some sort of musician or
some
in the music
sort.
Business or some sort, you know?
Some sort, or maybe legendary. Jazz bassist Christian McBride will perform tomorrow at the Variety Playhouse in Atlanta at 8. Christian, it's always a wonderful pleasure to talk to you.
I can't wait to see you. You know, you left Montclair, and you know the whole city is still mourning your departure.
I will see you tomorrow night. Happy travels.
Thank you.